It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
On the road in Seattle, the San Jose Sharks win it by the score of 3-1 in front of a crowd of 17,151 fans at Climate Pledge Arena. This was the last home game of Seattle's schedule, so they had a brief post-game thank you to their fans, but the Sharks certainly have a lot of thank yous for Devin Cooley, and the town of Los Gatos has to be celebrating as Devin Cooley was the man of the hour tonight with a 49-save performance and a Sharks 3-1 win. It all started early in the first period with the score 0-0, and Cooley was front and center. The Kraken, Yanni Gourde moving in. Got it around Colin Graf, who lost his helmet. He's got to come off the ice, and Cooley falls on the puck, makes the save, but no, he can't hang on. Cooley's back on his feet. A block shot by Ruda. It comes back to the point. Here's Larson, tipped on net. Oh, what a save by Cooley. That one was off of Riker Evans, who came in from the point and tipped it perfectly, but Cooley was right there to make the save. Amazing first period by Devin Cooley. The Kraken outshot the Sharks 20-11 as San Jose did not get off to the start that they wanted, but Cooley did. He was equal to the task, and those series of saves kept it 0-0 early. And then 8:07 into the game, it would be Luke Cunnan driving to the front of the net with little help from Henry Thrun. Cunnan made it one zip. Off the faceoff, Sharks have changed the line. Here's Thrun, shoot, score! The Sharks win the draw. The puck comes over to Henry Thrun, and with Luke Cunnan in front of the net, it was Thrun who took the wrist shot, and it slips through past DeCord. 1-0 San Jose at 8:07 of the first. The key to it all, winning the faceoff, and then the opportunity for Henry Thrun was deflected by Luke Cunnan in front. Cunnan got his 11th goal of the season. Thrun and Klim Kostin got the assists, and it was 1-0 San Jose. But 1 minute and 46 seconds later, the Kraken came back. But here's Eberle moving left to right, cross the line, drop past Dumoulin, moving in, score! At 9:23 of the first period, Brian Dumoulin ends up tying the game 1-1. And that came right after the Sharks thought that they had held them off. But a nice little exchange of plays. Jordan Eberle is going to get the assist, and it's 1-1. Eberle got the only assist. He was making a bid to get his 300th career goal, and he scored his 700th career point against the Sharks on April 1st. He had to pick up that assist, point number 702. Did not score a goal today, so he's still at 299. But Eberle played well, as he always does against San Jose. That was a pretty nifty pass over to Dumoulin, who picked up his 6th goal of the season. Eberle the only assist at 9 minutes and 23 seconds of the first. And so the first period was tied 1-1 primarily because of Devin Cooley's outstanding goaltending. The San Jose Sharks would take the second long change period, and in spite of getting outshot 14-5 by the home team, they ended up getting the only two goals. Kyle Burrows would pick up his very first career game-winning goal on this play at 14:47. And off the draw, Sharks win it. Here's Eklund down the right, moving it in deliberately, throwing it off to his left. Here's Burrows shooting it. Score! Kyle Burrows on the pass from Eklund. And the Sharks take the 2-1 lead with 5:13 to go in the second period with only their 13th shot on goal. How about William Eklund coming up with a beautiful assist? And again, a key part of that, the Sharks won the draw. And then driving down on the right side from his point position, Eklund spotting Burrows gives him a beautiful pass. Kyle Burrows scores his second goal of the season, first one on the road for the Sharks here. And in addition to that, he gets his first career game-winning goal, because that would prove to be the difference in the contest. But the Sharks had another goal to score later in the period, and again, it was that top line of Eklund, Granlund, and Zetterlin that combined so beautifully 51 seconds after Burroughs scored.
The Sharks take over. Vlasic passes out Eklund. Eklund tips the puck in the air, knocked it forward. Zetterlin poked it across the line, and Zetterlin and Eklund playing catch with it. They send it in deep to the corner. Eklund beat his man to it. Got it to Granlund behind the net. Centering play. Score! Fabian Zetterlin in front from Eklund and from Granlund in front. And the Sharks take the 3-1 lead.
Wow, what a goal by Zetterlin, his 22nd of the season. Mikael Granlund and William Eklund got the assists, and so Zetterlin extends his point-scoring streak to 4 straight games, while Granlund extends his to 10 consecutive games with a point. He's got 2 goals and 9 assists in that 10-game span, and William Eklund picking up his 2nd assist. Now, the rest of the game went the other way again. Seattle would outshoot the Sharks 16-7 in the third. Totals for the game, 50 shots for Seattle, 23 for San Jose. With the Sharks leading 3-1, the pressure was on Devin Cooley. The youngster from Los Gatos made some big saves again in the third period. Here's one of them.
Right, goes down low. There's Jaden Schwartz. Back to right, back to Schwartz. Tried to feed it back to right. Knocked down there. Good job by Vlasic to get a piece of that. Sturm couldn't clear it. Trouble. McCann in front. Shoot, save. Oh. Rebound. Oh, what a save by Devin Cooley off Jaden Schwartz. He thought he could tuck it in, but somehow the right leg of Cooley got there, and he knocked it away, and the Sharks clear, and the penalty's over.
What flexibility shown by Cooley on making that great save with his right pad. But there was more for Cooley as the game wound down. Now the Kraken are going to try to take advantage as they've got Larson shooting it toward the net. Nice block by William Eklund. Boy, that stings. There goes the goaltender. Extra attacker coming on. It's thrown to the net there by Schwartz. Just wide of the goal. Eklund is still shaken up.
Yeah, he is hurt.
He blocked it. And here's Bjorkstrand trying to take advantage as Eklund hobbles his way into position, just keeping his stick out to try to
get over
stop
there.
It.
He can't.
He can't get
move.
Off the ice.
Yeah.
Here's Bjorkstrand shooting it. It's blocked this time by Ferraro. Centered.
Oh.
Saved by Cooley on a shot by Larson. Driving down the center lane. And Devin Cooley is able to stop it. And two players, Eklund and Ferraro, are both hobbled by blocking shots. And Cooley takes over the game as trainer Ray Tupps comes on to a 10. They help William Eklund off the ice on that one. Mario Ferraro was able to get off under his own power. To me, that's the best play of the game by the Shark skaters. Two blocks against the Seattle Kraken. One by William Eklund, who was really frustrated that he made a bad play seconds before. And boy, did he atone for it by getting his body in the way and blocking that shot. Had to be helped off the ice. On the very same play, another block by Ferraro. He's shaken up. And then Devin Cooley just shuts the door to keep the score 3-1. 10 seconds remaining in the game. One last chance for the Kraken to try to get another one. Here's Eberle moving in. Coming in on the left side. Cartier backhander wide. 3 seconds left in the game. It's back on the point. It's Schultz. Shot. Saved by Cooley. And the game is over. And check out Mario Ferraro right at the end of the buzzer. Puts his arms around Cooley with a major bear hug. Also, Luke Cunningham and the rest of the Sharks coming out to congratulate Devin Cooley, who played the game of his life, making 49 saves. The shots 50-23 in favor of the Kraken, but Devin Cooley, the man of the night, as the Sharks win 3-1. That's how the game ended. The Sharks outshot 50-23. Devin Cooley with an unbelievable 49-save performance. That is a personal best in his professional career. And it is a San Jose Sharks record and a goalie's first NHL road win. They were the third most by any NHL goalies of any era in their first road victories. Andrei Trefilov in 1994 and Devin Dubnyk in 2010 each made 52 saves in their respective first road victories. Cooley with 49 stops. And how about this one, too? This is the very first win by the Sharks in the city of Seattle since the Kraken came into the NHL. Sharks are 1-4 in this building. Lifetime against the Kraken, 4-6-1. And this is a huge, huge victory for Sharks hockey as they split the season series with the Kraken, each team with 2 victories. In both cases, in the Sharks' wins, the goaltenders were the number one players. Mackenzie Blackwood with the shutout on January 30th. And Devin Cooley tonight with a 49-save performance and a Sharks 3-1 victory. Right now, let us go to the Sharks dressing room, where a man who has just scored his very first career game-winning goal, Kyle Burroughs, is with Drew.
Congratulations, Kyle.
I didn't even realize that. Thanks, guys.
Way to go.
We'll take it, huh?
Absolutely. All right, so what do you say about a game like this? I mean, 50-23 with the shots. Devin Cooley's got a 980 save percentage. He was the first star of the game. But what does it say about, I'll say this, how hard you guys did work to keep the puck out of the net? I mean, would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, Devin Cooley, I think that says it all right there. Yeah. I don't really know if we need to touch on much more. He was a wall out there tonight. You know, he was. You know, he gave us a chance to win. He gave us, you know, more than that. He gave us everything. And you know what? We can't say enough about him right now, the way he stepped in. And, yeah, we'll take that.
You know, I was saying right near the end when William turned the puck over, play comes back down your zone. He makes a big block that hurts him. Then Mario makes a big block that hurts him. What does that say about your team with 18 wins and only three games to go? What does that say about your club?
Yeah, it means, you know, it's great. It's, you see those guys selling out, and you know, it means a lot to us right now. Obviously, you know, we're not happy with how the season went. I think we've all touched on that, but you know, the never say die, the sticking to the process, and trying to show our best here for not only each other, management, and our fans, but it just, you know, it just kind of says a lot about our group and how tight we are and how bad that we want to work for each other.
All right, let's go to you sniping that goal. You got your D partner, Henry Thrun, in front. How much were you thinking, I better get this by this guy or else we're in trouble going the other way?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I didn't even know it went in until everybody reacted. I was trying to just shoot it and just get back just in case. But you know what? Anytime Hank's up in the rush, he's fun to play with. He's fun to watch. You know, it's obviously a great pass from Ekki, and you know, we'll take that any day of the week. They don't come around that often, so we'll take it.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Kyle Burrows with the game-winning goal, his first of his National Hockey League career. Good for him. And like you said, Danny, at this point, we'll take it. That's the key right now, is enjoy the moments when we can, like we talked about Saturday and talking about tonight. We'll take it.
That is our instant replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.